Blog Talk Radio.
Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to tap into what God is doing, ladies and gentlemen, you have to pray. You have to pray. So welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop. Bishop will be up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us right now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that number to call in. We are taking prayer requests tonight, too, as well, at 347-843-4559. Ladies and gentlemen, the call-in number for prayer time to listen and also to receive your prayers tonight, because prayer is so important, ladies and gentlemen. I am convinced everybody on the planet needs prayer in the name of Jesus our Lord. 347, ladies and gentlemen, call-in number 347-843-4559. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, our scripture for tonight, be reading that shortly, will be 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 through 15. For those who have the word, we encourage you to read the entire chapter, 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 through 15, coming up shortly as well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, also, too, I want to let you know that we're continuing to pray for you. I want you to pray for all your leaders that are preaching and teaching the word of God all around the world. They need it, ladies and gentlemen. They need the encouragement. So we just thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw being with us tonight on the network. So if you would, let's give the man and woman of God a round of applause. But pray for our pastors, ministers, our bishops, our apostles, our teachers, ladies and gentlemen, and evangelists in Jesus' mighty name. Don't forget to pray for all of them. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. And for those who do have a prayer request or want to come on as well, just come on and share with us your information as well, and love, and even prayer requests. Just hit star one on your phone, star one on your phone. I'll be monitoring that for you. Hit star one on your phone. I'll put you in queue, and we'll receive all the information, all the prayers, and then we'll turn it back over to Bishop. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, here's our scripture for today, 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 through 15. Praise God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to read that one again. 14 reads, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. Amen. Let's give God another round of applause just for his word. Ladies and gentlemen, his word is true and ain't going nowhere. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, Elder Vaughn with you tonight. This is prayer time for those just joining us. Prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. If you would, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands for the man of God as we'd open up the mic. Bishop. Bishop, thank you so much for your time tonight. God bless you, sir. Amen.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. Father, we thank you once again. We praise you. We adore you. We appreciate you. We magnify you. We exalt your name above every name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the blessings of God that you have stored up on our lives. We thank you, Lord, for health, life, and strength. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy, your grace, and your love. We thank you, Lord, this day that you've made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight. God, we come against every demonic force, every demonic power. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And Father, we thank you for your word. Now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we could think of as, according to the power of God that worketh on the inside of us. God, we thank you for your assurance, God. We thank you for your confidence, God, in your word. We thank you, God, that everything is going down, but the word of God shall stand forever. We thank you tonight, Almighty God, God, for your goodness and your grace. We thank you tonight for your word. You watch us over your word to perform it. And so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not to you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And Father, we thank you tonight, God. You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquity, the chest, our peace was on it. But with your stripes we were healed. We are healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it tonight, God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. We come against every soko rambatere bekondo sikamele asundar olavoko. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight. God, we stand in the gap, oh God. Father, we stand in the gap for the families tonight. We stand in the gap for that mother, that father tonight, that child tonight. We intercede, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful to us, oh God. We need you as never before. We repent of all our sins. We repent of our shortcomings. We repent of our failures, oh God. And Father God, your word says, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek by faith and turn from the wicked ways, then you would hear from heaven. You'll forgive our sin and you would heal the land. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your healing the land tonight. We thank you, God, that we are overcome by the word of the Mosundoratalabeshe. We thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, we are healed. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. We thank you tonight, God, and we plead the blood. We thank you tonight for souls, oh God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, oh God, your grace and mercy, God. Oh God, we thank you, God, that you protect the children that are in school, God. Protect those that are at home today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood. We plead the blood of God in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace and mercy, oh God. God, we ask you to look on families today, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that man, that woman, that boy and girl that may be sick today, God. You paid the price, oh Calvary, for our healing, oh God. We thank you for their healing right now in the name of Jesus. God, you drive out every evil force, every demonic force, every saropo kondo sika nerea sana. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we stand and agree with your word tonight, God. We stand and agree and decree and declare your word. So shall your word be the going forth out of your mouth. It will not return void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will manifest itself, oh God, in this season and this time, Lord. You will deliver those that are bound, those that are being called sika nere bekota, isandere bekondo sika nere basa nere bekota. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you tonight, oh God. We thank you, God, you're healing that man, that child, that boy, that girl, that woman that have COVID-19 tonight, God. We thank you, God, that you paid the price on Calvary, God, for the healing, God. We pronounce life, God, in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus for their lives tonight. Father God, let's farobo kondo sika nerebeshe. God, we thank you tonight, God, as you provide and you make ways out of no way, God. Look on that family tonight, dog, God, that's homeless tonight. That child that is horrible, that is a runaway, God, in the name of Jesus. That child that is lost tonight, oh God. Them parents don't know where they are, but God, you are all-knowing, God. There's no secret that you don't know about, God, in the name of Jesus. Reveal, expose, and destroy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, as you unite us tonight. Unite us together. Make us one. Make us one, God. Make us one, God. Make us one in the most sequel. Pull down the stronghold of fecundosia. Oh, bring down the stronghold of Billis and Galamosanere. Bring down the stronghold of envy, strife, and jealousy, oh God, and hate in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood tonight, oh God. Oh God, we plead the blood to protect that person that is driving, that person that is flying, that person that is walking. Protect them in the name of Jesus. Hold back the death angel, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood tonight, oh God. We intercede for their family tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for your protection of their lives. We thank you for opening doors and making ways, God. We thank you, God, you provide a way to feed those that are hungry tonight, Lord. We thank you, God, for shantele bekondo, sandele bekondo, rika namaz no rata lala bekondo, si paneko rata, isande bekondo, sata lala bate. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, said the Lord. Deliver those, sandele bekondo, si. Look on that family tonight. Look on that husband, that mother tonight. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood, oh God. I must say, unite that family. family, God, back together in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight for your grace. We thank you for your word. You watch it over your word to perform it. And Father God, your word is a light of Okorasi Baleta. Your word is spirit and life, God. Your word is peace of Okonos. Your word is a single no son of Eko. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We call it so, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on the front line workers, oh God. Look on those that are working on the front line in the hospital, God. We ask for your protection, God, in the name of Jesus. Keep their minds in perfect peace, oh God. And Father, we forever give you glory, God. We thank you for the miracles you work every moment, every second of the day. We thank you for the blessing of God that will seek on us. God, we thank you for doors of being opened, ways of being made, for visions of being provided, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, I will Sunday condo sikalama. God, in the most sikondo fatalala meko ratala mekondo sia. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. As we pray for our nation, God, we pray for our country, Lord, we pray for our city, God, we pray for our government, God, we pray for the president in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I'm a Sunday mekondo. You know, God, for nikondo satala mekondo konisa. We thank you tonight, God. We glorify you for your goodness, and we glorify you for your word. We appreciate you because your word will not return void. We thank you tonight, God. People are being healed. People are being delivered. God, we ask you to come and those that lost loved ones during this season, this time, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know that you're a comforter. We know that you're a leader. You know that you're a God. You know you're a protector. You know that you're a healer. You know that you're a keeper. You know that you're a savior. We thank you for all the God of our secret of all your marvelous work, God. We glorify you for it, Jesus. We thank you that your angels encamp about us, God. No evil shall come near our dwelling. No plague shall be able to overtake us, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. As you look on California for the fires, oh God, in the name of Jesus, protect the people, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, in your name, God, we glorify you for all you're doing, even now. We thank you, God, even as you prepare the people to go out to bold, God. Let them go, wake them up, Lord. Let them go bold. Let them go bold. Secondo, Sane de Kondo, Samika, the back of the Mosi. You all know, God. We see Nepo Kondosi. You know what's best for us, oh God. And God, we put it in your hands. We surrender to you. And God, we know that you're able, God, to keep us from falling, God. Well, God, we thank you, God, as you look on the pastors, God, look on the members, God, look on the saints, God, look on the people of God everywhere, God, that man that's incarcerated tonight, God, look on them, God, strengthen their families, oh God, encourage that wife, that husband, that mother, that son, that daughter, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you for it, God, we call it so tonight, and God, as you bless the teachers, God, even at this time, oh God, protect them in the name of Jesus, the children that's in the schoolhouse, God, protect them, oh God, those that's in college, protect them in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, God, as you for make ways of those that have lost their job, that you will provide for them. You will open the door, God. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We glorify you for your goodness. We praise you for your word, because everything is going down, but the word of God shall last forever, and we forever give you glory. We give you all the praise. No flesh shall receive in the glory, God, but it go to you, God. Look on that elder woman, that mother, that father tonight, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them and encourage their hearts. And Father, we forever give you glory for all the things that you have done. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you, God. You said the word, Lord. Your word said the righteous cry and the Lord heareth and delivered them out of all of their troubles, out of all of their fears, delivered out of all of their troubles. We thank you for your protection, God. We thank you for your protection during this season, this hour. Although COVID-19 is still around, God, but you got us covered, God. You got to protect it, oh God. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We glorify you, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, keep our minds in perfect peace. And God, keep us humble. Reveal, expose, and destroy in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for every prayer warrior, God. We thank you for every woman, the man, the boy, girl that is seeking your face, God. Keep our most Sunday. Keep our minds in perfect peace, God. We give you glory for what you've already done during this time, oh God, as you prepare your people, God, for prayers, for your coming, your return, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We know you're soon to come. Oh God, let us be ready. Let us be ready. Let us be ready, oh God. Each time they call blessed. And Father, we forever give you glory. We thank you for long life, God. We thank you for healthy life, God. We thank you for sound mind in the name of Jesus. And Father God, as you continue to bless that young man, that woman, that boy that is in college tonight, God, strengthen them and encourage them. Be with them, but make a way out of no way. Look on their mothers and their fathers, God, in the name of Jesus. Give them assurance, God, that it's all is working for their good. And Father, we forever give you praise and we glorify you for your word, because we know that your word will stand and last forever, eternity. God, we thank you, Lord, that you are a spirit, God. And God, they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, keep our minds in perfect peace. Keep our hearts pure, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us sorrowful kodosia. And Father God, bless that man tonight, that child that's in incarceration. Look on them, God. Strengthen them. Be with them, God. Hold us Sunday to be kondo side by. God, in the name of Jesus, God, we know that you're working all things for our good. And we forever give you praise and we glorify all your marvelous works. And we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask. And we call it sold tonight. We call it done tonight. There's none like you. There's none beside you. There's none with you. God, you are the greatest. You are supreme of all, God. We thank you, God. And you govern all things. And we give you glory for it. You are the first and the last. Beside you, there is no other. Oh, God, we glorify you for it. And we praise you. And we worship you, Almighty God. And we glorify you for you, what you've done and what you're going to do in days to come. Our minds in perfect peace. And, Father, we thank you for it. Oh, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop just prayed over you, your family, your community, your county, your city, your state, and the nation, and the world, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God for that powerful, powerful prayer. Let's give God another hand clap of praise for the prayer, ladies and gentlemen. Powerful. Amen. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, I just know that breakthroughs all across the land just happened, are happening right now after Bishop just prayed, ladies and gentlemen. Breakthroughs in families, breakthroughs in nations right now in the name of Jesus. Breakthroughs are happening right now because of Bishop praying. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to be sensitive to this time, so if you do have a prayer request, hit *1 on your phone, *1 on your phone, and we'll take all your prayer requests and then turn it back over to Bishop as well. At this time, I hope we could, didn't get a chance to ask Dr. Crenshaw, but we want to bring Dr. Crenshaw in at this time. We always love to hear from Doc, Bishop's wife, as part of the network as well. Doc, I hope you're ready there. Didn't ask
praise
you yet,
the Lord.
But I want to bring you. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank God for that powerful prayer. Amen. From Bishop Crenshaw tonight. Amen. Just admonishing all those that are listening now and even later to be encouraged, be diligent. When we've done all the stand, the Bible says, keep on standing. We are living in very crucial times, and the Lord tells us, praise God, to pray without ceasing. So whatever you're doing in the middle of the day and however you're doing it, praise God. The ladies, if you're under the dryer, the brothers, if you're just out working, praise God. Amen. However, we keep a prayer in our hearts and our spirits at all times. Praise God. Paul said it like this. I pray, God, that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord. And certainly, praise God, we're living in the season and time that the enemy is out to attack our minds, praise God, and to frustrate us, praise God, in the midst of striving to do kingdom work. But I want to encourage all of you that are listening, don't miss your assignment. Praise God, we must stay focused on whatever our assignment is in this season. Know what your purpose is. Praise God, don't let the enemy allow you to be distracted. Even during this season that we're going through at the time of this election, encourage all of you, and prayerfully you've already prayed and the Lord has spoken to you how to cast your vote. Praise God. I encourage everybody that's listening, praise God, that you would exercise that constitutional right, praise God, and let your voice be heard as the Spirit of the Lord is leading you. For we are living in crucial times. However, we must all remember, however this goes down, that the Lord is still in charge, that whoever wins this election, God allowed it, because he's still sovereign, he's supreme. Amen. Praise God. And at the end of the book, we win. Praise the Lord. We win. Praise God. All roads are leading to the scripture. What's the scripture? Praise God. In the end, we shall win. Praise God. All roads lead, praise God, to the revelation of the things that may happen and come upon this earth. It is written in the word of God in the book of Revelation. But the Lord has decreed and declared, praise God, that the believer, we're sealed in the forehead. Praise God. Amen. Let your life be counted, praise God, amongst the elect of God. The word of the Lord says, praise the Lord, that if possible, the very elect will be deceived. Praise God. I don't want to just be a church member. You don't want to be, praise God, just saying you're a Christian. Praise God. We need to be amongst those who the elite of God that will not, amen, be swayed and deceived by Satan's devices. He comes to do three things, to steal, kill, and destroy, and there is not any kingdom on this earth, praise God, that has been established. Amen. Praise God that the Lord is decreed in his word that he's coming back to crush all the kingdoms of this earth. Amen. So there's nothing man can do to stop the Lord, amen, from fulfilling his word and his scripture in our lives. Amen. It's going to happen. We need to praise him right now. It's going to happen. Amen. His word is going to be revealed. So praise God. Take care of yourself. Spirit, soul, mind, and body. Think on those things which are lovely, pure, and honest, of a good report. That's your mind. Praise the Lord. Keep your spirit energized with prayer and reading the word of God. Take care of your body. Even as they continue to talk about the escalation, praise God, of this COVID-19 in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare and we release Psalm 91 that no plague shall come to our dwelling. Praise God. But we're just not going to speak that word. We're going to do something about it. Amen. Praise God. So I encourage you, praise God, to keep those vitamins in your body. Get that vitamin C. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Take your vitamin D. Drink a whole lot of water. Amen. Eat more green vegetables. Amen. Praise God. If you can find elderberry syrup, get you some elderberry syrup. If something else, praise God, you need to get if you can find it, and that is sea moss. Amen. If you can buy you some sea moss, amen, gel that's mixed with mango and some, you can find some of it right here in Georgia on the farm. The sea moss is mixed with strawberries. We've had all kind of flavors. Sea moss has 92 minerals. Praise God. Straight from the ocean, 92 minerals. Praise the Lord. That's good for your body. Amen. It has the vitamin D in it. It has the omega in it. Amen. All of these things that we need in our body, it is important. It is so important that we take care of the temple. Drink a lot of water. So if you can find you some sea moss, praise the Lord, some real sea moss, praise God, get you some. And let that become a part of your proactiveness. Amen. Praise God. That means allow yourself, amen, to be proactive against the attack of the enemy, against your body. Amen. For our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you're getting to feel a little scratchy in the throat, make sure you load up. Keep you some organic honey in the house. And praise God, cut up that garlic and put it in a tablespoon and just chew it and take you some honey, praise the Lord, and that little scratchiness will certainly go away. Amen. So take care of yourself. Get you some vitamin B12. Amen. Sublingual means under the tongue. put it on your tongue. That helps you to keep you from working and working and working. Keeps you from being so stressful or feeling stressful, and balances out your body. So be encouraged tonight. Praise God. The scripture tells us to occupy till he comes. And praise God, while we occupy and praise God, we're going to take care of ourselves. We're going to fast and pray and know that, as the scripture has said, in the end, we're going to win. Amen. In Christ, we can do all things. Amen. Through him, which strengthens us. You be blessed in Jesus' name. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Yes, Dr. Crenshaw, we are encouraged. We will be encouraged because you and Bishop teach that word and tell us what we need to be doing as well. So we thank God for you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Amen. God bless you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Crenshaw has always told us this, but you guys continue to read, research, and pay attention. This comes from Dr. Crenshaw. Y'all got to read, research, and pay attention, ladies. Everything you need is in the Word, ladies and gentlemen, in the Word. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, and Doc, I want to share this with you because I got a good source for some sea moss because I just got two bottles of it several weeks ago. So you guys give me a text at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233, or on my Facebook page for sea moss. And then also I got a local neighbor that does great elderberry syrup. Oh, man, it is so powerful. So thank you so much, Doc, for sharing that information with us. And I did locate some people locally here that do the sea moss from the original sea moss from the Caribbean. They get that sea moss from the Caribbean, and then they do the gel, the sea moss gel. So I do have that available to share with everybody who wants that. And then elderberry syrup, same way. Matter of fact, I just got a couple new jars of elderberry syrup just last couple weeks ago. So, and it is awesome. So thank you, Doc, for sharing that information with us. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop, back to you, sir.
Well, thank God for each and everybody that's on the prayer line tonight and the airwaves as we continue to pray for our nation. Know that God is working all things for our good. Hold on to the word of God. Do not give up. Do not quit. Do not stop, but every day speak the word out of your mouth. Agree with what the word says. Agree with what the word of God says. Agree with the word of God, and you shall be blessed according to the word of God. God bless you. We love you. We're praying for you. We're praying for America. We're praying for Africa. Continue to pray for one another, your sisters and your brothers, as God continue to bless you. Be encouraged. Hold on to the word. Do not quit. Do not give up. But know that God is working all things for your good. Favor is all over you. God bless you. God bless you. Favor is all over you.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much for that prayer again. That favor is all over us, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God once again for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. And ladies and gentlemen, let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise for the man and woman of God. Amen, amen, amen. 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 Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think I'm going to play here a little upbeat. I think this is an upbeat song. You got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, we in a battle. We're in battle. And we're excited about we're on the battlefield for our Lord. And so we just want to leave you with a quick song with that as well, that we're on the battlefield in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank God for you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, remember, we thank God for you for this prayer time with Bishop. And we also thank God for you as well. We want you to have a great rest of the evening and also have a great rest of the week there as well. And Lord willing, we'll be back Saturday morning with Bishop and Sunday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 8 a.m. on Saturday morning as Jesus leads us on this weekend. So we thank God for you. Amen. All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Elder Vaughn with you. God bless you. Thank God for you. Remember, Jesus is Lord. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you now.
You know what, church? If I hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, and I know
I'll get my
come on, let's do it again. I'm a soldier on the battlefield, and I'm fighting, yes I am. You know what I did? I climb up till my. Yes, sir.
hands together. Let's have some church. How many soldiers? How many soldiers we got here tonight? Come on, stand up if you're a soldier. How many know we're on the battlefield? And we're fighting for the Lord. Come on, let's let the devil know that I'm God's soldier. Come on, watch.
Bishop John Crenshaw, Elder Vaughn with you. God bless you. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Take care now, and we love you in Jesus, and we thank God for what he's doing in your life today. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we let you go. Take care now. Bye-bye.